Ex-Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren granted bail. The Jharkhand High Court gives bail to Hemant Soren. Hemant Soren, remember, was an accused in the land scam case. Neat showdown in the parliament as ruckus ensures in both Lok Sabha as well as Rajya Sabha. Opposition raises the paper leak issue in the parliament. Rain lashes many parts of the national capital. A roof collapses at the Delhi airport. One person dies and at least six injured. Departures from Terminal 1 of the Delhi airport has been suspended. DGCA has ordered a full refund of the cancelled flights. Political blame game amid the Delhi airport mess. The opposition takes on the government over infrastructure and says that corruption and negligence by the Modi government is responsible for this mess. Civil Aviation Minister retorts, saying the collapsed roof was built in the UPA tenure. It's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump as they face off each other in the US presidential debate. Trump says he will end the Russia-Ukraine war, while Biden hits back and says that Trump has no sense of American democracy. Ex-Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren has been granted bail. The Jharkhand High Court has given bail to Hemant Soren. Hemant Soren, remember, was arrested in a corruption case. He was arrested in a money laundering case, and he was, in fact, arrested on January 31st. So the big news at this moment is Hemant Soren has been granted bail by the Jharkhand High Court, and he was, remember, arrested on the 31st of January. And joining us at this point is Mahua Majhi, senior leader of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. Mahua Majhi, what is your first reaction to this?
देखिए ये कहीं ना कहीं लोकतंत्र की जीत है और जिस तरह से उनको पूरे चुनावी दौर में जनता से दूर किया गया इससे जो रिजल्ट आए देश में उससे लगता है कि जिन लोगों ने चुन चुन कर ऐसे लोगों को जनता से दूर करने का प्रयास किया था उनको एक सबक मिली है और जासो पार का नारा लगाने वाली भाजपा सरकार आगे से बहुत फूक फूक कर कदम रख रही है और जबरन जो जनता द्वारा चुने हुए जनप्रतिनिधि हैं उनके साथ भविष्य में ऐसा नहीं करेंगे ये एक हमें भी लग रहा है और हमारे लिए बहुत खुशी का दिन है कि वो हमारे बीच वापस आ रहे हैं.
Amid the whole NEET row, the Tamil Nadu Assembly has adopted a resolution over the NEET bill. Now, this resolution is to give assent to NEET exemption bill. The resolution also seeks amendment to abandon NEET countrywide. This amendment has been sought in the National Medical Commission Act. And according to charge sheet filed by the CID against Karnataka's BJP veteran B.S. Yediyurappa in the POXO case, sources say that three others have been named along with the former chief minister. They are Arun Y.M., Rudresh M. and J. Mariswamy. They have been charged under Section 204, which is destroying documents or electronic records, and 214, that is offering bribe of the Indian Penal Code. They allegedly reached out to the complainant and her daughter, brought them to Yediyurappa's house, forced her to delete the post as well as the photos and videos in the gallery of her phone. Now, they were also offered 2 lakh rupees upon the instruction of Yediyurappa, is what the CID is saying.